Now, we certainly don't have much of an illegal immigration problem from China, but we do have a problem in terms of jobs and trade and relationship with the Middle Kingdom. And we talked a lot about this yesterday during our hour-long coverage of China, and we got a lot of response from you. On our Facebook page, Paolo Didia posted that China intends on being the world power, and there is no way to stop them. But there's still the question on how does America handle a quickly growing economy. I think they said the GDP in China is now over 10%. And a listener from South Carolina texted us this. I bought organic kidney beans to make chili, checked the bottom of the can, and sure enough, product of China. We also got another from Kamal Aladi, who said almost every household or mechanical product is practically made in China because products sold in African-American communities have dropped the ball on making our own products and completely rely on foreign governments to provide our consumer resources. We're using China to help us, but their government wants to not share any of our American sanctions amongst the Chinese.
Although we could, as a stimulus, just buy plane tickets for all unemployed American workers to go to China and actually get jobs there.
They'd be making less than the jobs that they lost here in the United States.
We rely on everything from China. And my advice would be that we impose tariffs so that we bring all that manufacturing back home, make it so that American goods are less expensive than Chinese goods.
That's John Paul from Detroit. What's your take? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.